And it's recording.
All right, the February 17th Marion County Library Board meeting is now called to order. Would you please roll, Mr. Secretary?
Okay. Paul Hudson.
Here.
T.C. Burnett.
Here.
Danielle Justice.
Here.
Dave, I'm here. Marcus Flippin.
Is absent.
Is absent.
Okay, our first order of business is to review and approve the January 12th minutes.
Motion.
Well, I think that there are some corrections.
Corrections, okay.
Mostly just wanted to flag that these need to, they don't need to be filed with the clerk until they've been approved by the board. So, for these minutes, they need to, probably any corrections that we have need to be made and then filed with the board, or with the clerk. And you need to sign off on the last page. It needs to say, like, Dave Dacus, secretary, like a little line above it, and then you sign your name.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's just because these will be entered into the, like, public record, so we want everybody to have a chance to review them and make any edits beforehand.
And then I think after we approve them, they're supposed to be turned in 7 days within approval.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is it within approval or before the quorum court meets? 7 days before?
I think our bylaws say within approval.
Bylaws and how the clerk does things are different. Mm-hmm. So the clerk, we want them to be there, to be in the clerk's packet, along with the agenda for the next meeting, like 7 days before. I think it's actually the Monday before.
The quorum court meets.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But not the Monday, like eight, so it's actually 8 days before.
Okay.
That makes sense.
I thought it was, but 7 days.
Yeah, so if you turn them in 7 days within 7 days after we approve them, then they'll be in there in time plenty for the quorum court.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the agenda, that's what needs to be there, like 8 days before, like the Monday at noon, because then she sends everything out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Like in the packet, a bunch of people get the email, and they can look at our, like, most recently approved minutes, and then included in that's, like, the financial report, the staff report, and our agenda for our next meeting.
And if we don't publish the agenda, we can get in trouble.
Yes.
We need to address the name of the guests in public. That needs to be Edie, Kate, and Ellen. E-L-L-E-N. Mm-hmm. Is that how you spell Ellen? E-L-L-E-N. And then Edie, Kate.
With put the last names too, Edie Kate Hampton,
Hampton
and Ellen
Dozier.
And then where it says staff, you've got in here Anita and or others referenced, possibly Lexi and Stacy. I don't think we
have less detail, less is more in terms of detail. All you really need, and what we were told by the state librarian when she came down, is like, this is really a recording of motions. Mm-hmm. So like business that was conducted and decisions made.
Okay.
So anybody can always access the recording if they want like a full, but this should really be kind of short and sweet.
Okay.
And if you ever would like, I brought this, if you would like to look how we've done them in the past, would that help? I don't know if that
yeah,
like
sure.
That. These are the office copies, but I can make you some copies. Or if whatever you pull out, I'll be glad to make copies for you so you could take them home and see how they've done them in the past.
Right. So this was just excess here.
A learning process,
yes.
Dave. So
yeah.
First, yeah.
All constructive, okay?
Yeah.
And then I think, like TC said, only motions, no. Nothing about the discussion or anything like that. And then when we do make a motion, you're supposed to put the name of each person and how they voted.
Only if it's a roll call vote.
Actually, mentioned it before.
Is that a new rule?
Yeah, no, it's been in there. I mentioned it before, but in our library law book, it talks about, it says, all boards shall provide for the keeping of written minutes, which include the final vote on all board actions, indicating the vote of each individual member on the question.
Can you just say unanimously approved, though, as shorthand?
It has to indicate the vote of each individual.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, I was trying to do that on, I think on one of them, I couldn't catch who, going back and listening, I couldn't catch who it was, because sometimes somebody makes a motion and then, you know.
Did somebody not vote?
10 paragraphs down, it's.
Did someone vote no then?
There's only one no vote.
Okay. And do you know which one that one is?
And that maybe was we could Danielle voted no on the.
Computer,
ear break.
Okay, but you know who. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, I thought there was one where you didn't know who voted.
Yeah, there was one I didn't know. That was towards the end. The motion by Danielle to the two or three cleaning bids. I couldn't figure out who seconded it.
Oh, okay.
Under new business at the end.
Uh-huh.
Danielle made the motion to obtain two or three, yeah.
I mean, I think if you're really not sure, you can say, like, inaudible.
Uh-huh.
And then you can, like, just in terms of, like, your, for the draft minutes, and then get board feedback on it, and if nobody
who
can
made
remember,
the second,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, I think the last thing on my, is these parts right here.
What page are you on?
Mine has no page number.
There's no page numbers on them.
Two, maybe?
Two?
Yeah, two. On the back of two.
The back, well, mine doesn't have that.
I didn't give,
sorry. Okay, where we have the cleaning
quotes. Maybe four,
quotes.
Okay.
The cleaning quotes, okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's got that dash and then like the 29 hours per week.
Less than or equal to?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you think maybe if we just put, take those out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part-time, like, that's sufficient, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a motion that includes that detail, we really don't need that detail because it's not being voted on.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Under the treasurer's report.
Yep.
County attempting offset against general tax debit. They're actually attempting to put it in our library fund.
So it'd be attempting offset against library fund?
No. They're trying to deposit it into our library fund.
Oh.
So and the offset don't. Should be completely, the offset against general tax debit should be completely out there.
Oh, because it's a rebate, duh. So it would be a deposit. Okay.
But aren't we trying to get it into our
money
fund?
Money?
County fund.
That's what I was thinking.
Not our private fund, but our county fund.
Okay.
That county fund.
Yeah, remember?
And then the next one after, the next two, or the second one after that one. Motion to accept treasurer's report as presented by TC.
It should be Daniel. Danielle.
I understand what you're trying to say.
Oh, I was trying to say.
But maybe motion by TC to accept treasurer's report as presented.
She says, okay, 245.
So here you would say
245 tomorrow.
There's probably an example in the minutes. If I could see that.
Sorry.
That'll be loud. So it'd just be like this, like to amend. And then it would just be like by and then second. That way it's not like, yeah, that's funny, because I didn't even understand. Yeah, and, okay.
I mean, like I said, I understood what he was trying to say, but I think depending on who you are, you could take it as, oh, TC did the treasures report.
No, thank you.
And you probably take out the entire last paragraph.
Just take out the whole, that whole thing. It's yes. Redundant.
Sorry to go back to the beginning. Under guest/public, it says no comments offered, and then it says brief public comment.
Yeah, usually you can.
Make any remarks. They didn't make any remarks.
I mean, she did.
She did.
Oh, but not formally. Oh,
yeah.
So.
It's not necessary. So just take out that whole guest public thing.
Yeah. You don't usually say like who was present, right?
I
don't.
We keep it as a record in our records. Who was in the library for the meetings?
I mean, I'm okay with us keeping it. I just think it's like a contrast in the same sentence. There's no comment, but then there was a comment.
Uh-huh.
So we could leave the brief public comment part,
oh,
but
yeah.
Take out the no comments offered.
Okay.
I think that's all. A motion to approve the minutes.
As
amended. Or corrected, I'm sorry, as corrected.
Well, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion passed. All right, the next item of business is to review the proposed agenda for today's meeting.
Motion to approve the
since there's a motion on the floor, does somebody need to second?
Well,
in order
I was the motion.
Motion to approve the agenda.
I have no problem with that. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion pass.
I was clearing my throat when you said something a while ago.
I didn't know if somebody had.
No. That's clear. I didn't hear it.
All right. Okay, are there any public comments? Okay, no public comments. Friends of the Library report. I don't see
a representative. We don't have a Friends of the Library report. The only thing that was brought up was that we are on hold of accepting donations at this time until they can get help and we can get some help. And until they're having an issue with not having a spring book sale, and so we've told them they're welcome to come to the library once a month, every other month, and sell them. So accumulating books during this time will not be, it'll just stack up here, and we have no space. So we're just temporarily not accepting book or video donations.
The library isn't? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is there any reason why they're not doing a spring sale?
They have a staff availability, and I, you know, they just, they have a group of ladies, and unless they can grow that number, they're kind of limited on the amount of ladies that can help them.
Gotcha.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, and have you heard anything from them about maybe coming to our next meeting? And
I finally saw Deborah today.
Okay.
And I mentioned it. I had even thought about, you know, I told her, hey, coming, but there's some personal issues there.
Yeah. Yeah, I know her husband's been ill, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, moving on to the head librarian staff report.
Okay, the Monday, a week ago, or Monday, not yesterday, the prior week, I went on to KTLO and talked about the things that we have going on at the library. It went very well. We just addressed the homeschooling, and I had gotten the approval not only from Marcus, but from the judge, and we have to have that from him. And it went really well, and he's played it already. I don't like listening to myself, so you'll have to listen to it. On the purchases, I try to cover some things that we don't have when I list them, not our daily bills, but this shows things that are outside the daily bills that we have, and the books, program supplies, Amazon's supplies, Overdrive. And that's maintenance. It's a couple things. It's maintenance for the digital side of it, and then magazine, mystery, and romance. They've added on a section. And then, of course, we have Ingram, which is part of our books, and Demco, which is office supplies, the different things that we need. The things that we've had going is still the homeschooling events. We've had loom knitting. Really good turnout on that loom knitting. And, of course, we've done it where we have, on Wednesdays, we've had, you know, knitting and sewing. And then Saturday, we've started having that book club. And then, of course, Thursday's book club is a really good turnout. The services and reviews, there is Junior Library Guild. They offered a free course for us. It's called free. It's free, but it's providing for your library matters. And it's a course that each one of us are going to just take and video watch it and learn some things. And they offer some other courses, but this one was done for free. WordPress, which is what we had changed over to on our computer, in our computer. Mm-hmm. And they are due coming up on March the 16th, and that will be a $300 renewal.
And that's the website, like the
yes,
hosting and design and everything.
Yes. Yeah. So that that will be coming up, and I'm going to probably get it in with this week's bills. FYI, we're asked, one of the things that we are having is we have to do, every 2 years, we have to do our first stage CPR, and we need to get it done in March for Myra, because all of ours expires in April. And we're asking if, because we have to do also fire drills, and we're asking if one Friday in March and one Friday in April, that we take a Friday and we use it for staff development, because after that course, then we can get to things that need to be done here. And so that was just something that we had
asked. What do you mean you can get to things that need to be done here?
Well, I know with the first stage it would be about 4 or 5 hours.
Okay. Oh, so you mean you can do other tasks
that have been piling up.
Got it.
That need to be done, that if you walk in that office, there's just a lot of things that we could catch up on. And then trying to get the fire drill to come, you know, the fire chief to come in and do a fire drill. It has not been done in here.
Ever?
They were not welcomed.
Oh, yes. That's right. That's
yes.
Crazy. Okay.
So it has not been done, and it's something that the girls need to be aware of how to do.
Yep. So I think we need a motion for that.
What?
To take off one Friday in March and one Friday in April for basically staff, like professional development, like CPR, first aid, and fire drill.
Motion from the FYI on the
second
staff report.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, motion passes.
Thank you.
Question.
Yes.
A pet peeve of mine from day one has been this patron's door counter. When the five of us walked in here, it counted. I'm not going to bring it up this meeting, but the next meeting I am going to bring up to remove that patron's door counter from the monthly staff report.
Or just...
We can deduct it by 10% if you like.
That's, to me, not a... It's a guess.
I understand, because it does. It counts you going in and out. And
counts going out, too.
Oh, yeah.
No. I mean, if you've gone out and come back in, it's going to keep counting.
Yeah. So if, like, you guys go out for lunch or go out to run an errand.
That's why I say it. Let's just get next month I'll bring it up. You guys can vote on it. But to me, it is a number that is not even in the ballpark, you know. Okay. So.
Makes sense.
One of the other things is regarding the audit with David Wyatt. We've been in communication. I gave him all the paperwork he needed of where the funding went from 2022 into 2023. What fund it went into. I sent him all the paperwork, and he turned around and gave me a list of what he wanted as far as our best affidavits so tomorrow that is on my agenda to collect all that information and to submit it to him.
Okay.
And once he gets all of that's the last of what he has been requesting for the 2023.
And you can assemble all that.
I have it all together already.
Cool. Awesome.
Thank you. I have the months together. I just have to verify the amounts and that we have everything, because this was one of the years that we had no control of. And just for FYI, we did today get notification that we did get our state survey in. If anybody would like to come help me, you're welcome to come. So that came in. And that is all I have for now.
Motion to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right. There are no suggestion box suggestions this month, which is just really wild to me. If you're listening, please feel free to make suggestions. We like getting them and responding to them, but maybe it's a good sign, too. All right. Moving on to the treasurer's report.
Okay. So the package... you all got. I'm really embarrassed. I didn't bring the February report. I assume you all got it in your email, right? Or the January report. Yes. Did you all get it in your email?
That you sent?
The clerk sent out in the quorum court package.
You want me to copy that?
Mm-hmm.
Dave, did you get it? Unless they don't want it.
Probably. I got really sick at one point during the month.
Oh.
So I missed like a week of life.
Our beginning balance January 1st through was $1,134,744.37. Our total receipts was $44,887.35. Our total disbursements was $17,488. And our end balance was $1,163,143.72. And if any of y'all didn't get this report, then we can make a copy.
I got an email from the clerk, but I don't know that was in it. That would have been the...
January Treasurer's Report.
Would it have been part of the quorum court packet? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Oh.
That's why I stopped making y'all copies. I think we had talked about one time and y'all were getting it from the clerk.
Mm-hmm.
you guys want copies, I'll make them.
Well, let me just see, because I know I've got that email from the clerk.
Would you like me to make you a copy?
Well, I'm good for
okay.
now.
Okay. Just let us know if you didn't get it. And then the packet of papers that Miss Anita just gave y'all, the first one is the interest report that Paul had requested for the year 2025. Our first service CDs earned $7,351.53. Our and staff CDs earned $1,257.43. Our Arvest money market made $266.88, and our total of interest earned for the year was $8,875.54.
Thank you, Danielle.
You're welcome. And then the following pages.
What is the red?
Uh-huh, that's what I was about to explain. So when I've been doing my reports, I take the total off of the cash log. And I use that as the deposit for the Arvest money market. And then it dawned on me when I was going back through all of my reports and looking at the checkbook register and making sure everything was good to go and I was going to close out 2025. And it dawned on me that all the money that we receive on our cash log is not deposited in that month. So my deposit amounts for the Arvest money market since July have been off, which makes my end balance off. And that's why those amounts are in red, because those are the corrected amounts. And I wanted to see if y'all would approve of those. And I've got I can make copies of the register book and all of the bank statements and everything, so that way y'all can see what's happened in the cash logs.
I have a question.
Okay.
So, and because I know what it is, it's the last day of the month we close it out.
Mm-hmm.
I am wondering if we can close the drawer out before 4:30, get it in to make it that month.
Mm-hmm. That would be nice.
Yes. And then
I would love.
And that's what we'll do.
Yeah.
And then any sales that are done between that time, we can add into, which are usually not that much. We're talking, mm-hmm. if anything, can be added into the next month.
That would be great.
Oh, we got to work.
Do we need a motion to do that?
That would be awesome.
Do we need a motion? I can just do it.
Oh, no, no.
Oh.
No,
I mean, to accept the treasurer's reports, the corrected.
Well, so let me get this straight. So there's cash that...
Mm-hmm.
We receive here, and you're calling that the cash log.
Here, I'll show you a copy of a cash log, actually. All right, here's...
It's what we record for all the monies that we make inside the library.
And this is, like, our copies and how much we earn, and these are the dates.
Okay, because we charge for copies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And our faxes and our card replacements and all that good stuff. So then, at the end of the month, they total it up. And I was taking that number and putting that as the deposit for our money market. But the only problem is that all that money may not necessarily be deposited. So, like, let's say...
The 14th and the 30th is when I do that cutoff.
Uh-huh.
And then, so the last day...
The last 2 weeks of the month, or sometimes the last week or whatever, gets deposited into the following month, but it's reported as income for here. And so my... reports have been off because I've been using this number and not the actual deposited amount.
Mm-hmm.
In my register book I do, but on the reports I haven't. I've been just taking the cash log and putting that on
From that month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From that full month instead of
instead of the partial amount that has been deposited.
And it's quite simple. I didn't know she was having that problem, so it's just simple that we get to the bank before it closes on that last day of the month, and it's included for her numbers.
Already, she doesn't even have to.
And then it'll be correct when she pulls this off of our computer. It'll be that number will be included in that month.
Okay, got it.
So all the beginning balances, except I think I found them, were accurate. It was just the receipts was inaccurate because of that, and then that threw my end balance off. So.
But it's not like there was any money, missing from the calculations.
No.
It was just added the next month instead of that month. In the
wrong month.
Yeah. Well, not even really in the wrong month. Like, it was actually really... There's just discrepancy in how the data was being recorded.
Correct. So, like I said, I have all of these assembled, the originals. If y'all would like copies, I can make y'all copies. And then make y'all copies of the register book, and then make you copies of the cash log so you can see how it was done, and then make you copies of the bank statements so you can see what was actually deposited and see my new numbers are correct.
Isn't that a little bit of overkill?
I think so. I think if you want to keep it on file here, you can, but I don't need an individual copy.
Well, we'll make sure
more
that
work
we
for you, Daniel. We don't need that.
And we'll adjust it so that it's not a problem.
And she does have copies of everything that I have, so you can just, if you ever want it, just go ahead.
Okay. So these are all just the corrected. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for taking it upon yourself to point that out.
You're
and
welcome.
Do that.
I'm so sorry I got that wrong.
Like I said, I really think it's just a discrepancy in reporting. Yeah. But okay, I would entertain a motion to accept the treasurer's report. I think that's what I'm supposed to say.
Seconded.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes.
The last thing I'd like to report to y'all is our one of our CDs is going to be expiring the 26th of February. I was looking at the financial policy, and according to it, I have discretion as to, well, not. I have to renew the CD at the highest interest rate, according to our financial policy. So we really don't have to have a motion for that unless y'all want it.
Isn't that a lot of work to have to? I know they're all pretty close to each other, but if you're talking about a tenth of a percent to go through all the effort to make the changes at the bank,
At First Service. They're the highest rate at the moment.
They've been the highest for a while.
Yeah.
But if any changes, if it's like 0.01%, Daniel, I see no reason going through all the work to change it for 40 cents in the 6 months or whatever.
Okay.
But that's something we can deal with later on. If there is a significant change, you can bring it up and otherwise do your thing as far as I'm concerned.
All right, so I'll just let y'all know next month what I reinvested.
Well, we're significant meaning 0.2% or 0.3% or something like that, which probably will not happen, but you never know. Sometimes they have special, even banks, so.
And then this paper that y'all got?
Yes.
Miss Anita and I keep having to do line item transfers, which I assume y'all are okay with because bills have to be paid regardless. But we're wanting to amend our budget. See, I was told last year when we did our new budget that all of our amendments would be applied to this month or this year.
Oh.
So I thought, okay, well, I'm not even going to propose a new budget for 2026 because just the amendments that we made.
That would have been nice.
Yeah. So I found out that's not the case.
Okay. Nope.
So these are like the adjustments that we're wanting to do.
Okay.
We think that'll help to fix to where we don't have so many line item transfers to do every time we get a bill.
So come to the end of the year, we will not be doing it. And that's where you find where you end up doing it is the end of the year. But it comes out to, making sure that there is some funds in here that we will, projecting into 2026, we're not going to need that much. So if we transferred in it into a couple of accounts like Yelcott, we have added, or leases that we have added on to, we've added things. We need more money in there to cover, like Cintas, and we've gotten rid of Dawn, but we also have added Yelcott, and it's a little bit more. But there are things that, throughout the year, you're just going to have to, towards the end of the year, you're going to have to end up doing line item. But we also need to look into what we're going to be spending, which is a lot different from 2025.
And there's some line items that we found that they didn't include in this year's budget at all that we had in last year's budget.
Yeah.
And so when we went to fill out the affidavits, it was like, we didn't even have that in our budget. And she sent it back saying, you've got to do a line item transfer for that. And we're like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but we did have it in last year's budget.
So if you look at the list, what I have is 2026 current balance is what we started out in the year, what was put into that fund for the beginning of the year.
Beginning of the year, meaning January?
January, yes.
January 1, 2026.
Correct.
Okay.
Then if you look at it, what we have as far as what was 2020, I apologize where it says subtotal, it got cut off and it should have been 2025. What we had spent in that budget or that fund in 2025. So if you look at general supplies, we spent $2,729 in 2025 on general supplies. And what we looked at, what we were expecting, now this isn't going to be a hardcore, but what I, because it's general supplies, I knew we, you know, with things that are going to get probably at least 2,000 or more. So we can take 1,500 out, we can adjust and remove 1,500 okay. out of that and put it into our program supplies, and it will still leave us with $6,000 in there.
So okay.
That, if you just look where it says subtotal, that's what was predicted for 2025. It got cut off. But whenever you remove it out of one fund, you have to put it in another, like into the 2,000s or the 3,000s.
So ending balance, is that the new proposed 2026
budget? Yes, that would
budget?
Be, yes, correct. That would be what is going to be the proposed for 2026.
Okay.
If you look down...
So it's like $733 more than or about
yes,
that? Yes. Okay.
Because what if you look over what happened like with Don, he was coming out of one fund and then he was transferred into another fund. So half the year was half and half. But still, even if we remove him, what we have to pay in Yelcott is more.
Okay.
I mean, between, you know, we were paying him 500 and something. We got 600 plus. We have, you know, just all the accumulation of the different things that we've added on.
Oh, I see. So, okay, with general supplies, you removed 1,500, but then you added that 1,500
yes.
to program.
Okay. Yes, and if you look, that is a zero at the end of adjustments. And so then if you go into the 3,000s, you will see what is added and subtracted. And like we had other professional services, we started out with zero. There was no money in that fund.
And that's how we pay our lawn care.
Yeah, lawn care. So what we paid in 2025 was about $2,327. And what I was projecting is $2,240. But we know that that is something that is it's well-used account. So we know that we're going to, if we adjusted it by 4,000, it gives us a padding on that because that is an account that a lot of things come out. There may be things, and why I say adjusted is because there are some bills that aren't a regular bill.
Mm-hmm.
And I was basing it off of our regular bills that have been in this system for 2 or 3 years.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. And then when you go down, some of the way, what I saw was with waste was travel. If you go down to 3030, they had $1,000 there for travel. I removed 500 out of it. And
yeah.
you're still leaving 500, but I don't foresee us even having to use 500 because so many times nowadays you've got Zoom and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the ones that are in blue or the ones that are highlighted is the ones that I put adjustments into. Mills and lodging,
mm-hmm.
there's $4,000 in that. We only spent 216 of it last year.
I think the previous director
yes.
used to spend a whole
so
lot.
So I removed 3,000 out
makes
of it.
Sense.
And you can see when I pull it out, you know, look and see, you know, you could, you know, the adding of where it went into, but I only left 1,000 in there and I don't think it would really be used, but
yeah.
And as needed, when you see it as needed, these are things that are not a regular issue, but I know we have maintenance on the building maintenance, and that is something that we are going to have, you know, we're going to probably have to address, and if we have court orders bringing it in from somewhere, because I know we have, you know, as we've discussed all that. So
I think that it's going to be pretty, just from chatting with Marcus today, I think it's going to be
I'm going to bring that up. Well, if you look at, later on in the meeting.
If you look at 3011, which is maintenance on building, there's no money in that.
Yes, I
but if you look down on to, where is that other one for? Other miscellaneous. There.
It looks like there's 1,000.
There's 1,000 to be in there, but you have, you know, when it comes to other professional services, you're going to have the money in there. So there is money that, you know, what we were looking at, our budget is 94,000. That's just for the 2,000 and the 3,000 fund. And we've given us 94, and I projected only spending 64,000 of it. So there is some money to...
Got it.
But we'll have to keep in mind we're going to be needing more money. We'll
need that. Hopefully for that will cover it, but it'll be close.
Yeah.
And that doesn't get in, you got to understand, that doesn't get into the 1,000 fund, which has to do with personnel.
So I motion that we accept this.
Second.
And amend the budget.
Oh, can I ask one question?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it $733 more from
there. So I just found out today what it is our building insurance.
Okay.
It increased, and so what they did is they did a court order out of our fund, $733, and they added it to it. And then when I got the ordinance today, 524 of it, of that 733, was used up towards the building insurance because it has gone up.
Okay.
So that at the time when I did this, I did not have where that came from.
That makes sense then.
Yep.
So we have a motion and a second.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes. So we have an updated 2026 budget.
Yes, and I'll just...
Awesome.
I'll do line item transfers for Danielle to go over and sign.
And that's all I've got.
Awesome. All right, moving on to old business. We have the Yelcott router Wi-Fi filtering feasibility.
I motion to accept their $5 bid to...
and any
filter
seconds?
Filter the whole router.
Second.
Yeah.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes.
I just need to say one thing, and if somebody comes in and they're on their own Wi-Fi, we have no control over that.
They're on phone plan. Yeah.
Well, unless you
usually
see something,
that's a cell phone.
Unless you see something, then they are in our building.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter whether they're using their Wi-Fi or not. They are in our building.
Okay.
So
yeah, just won't filter it.
Okay.
But
yeah.
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 We
no,
can still say something.
It.
Okay.
Okay, and then the next item is report total interest earned, and you did that already.
I'm sorry, I didn't see that.
It's fine. update on the credit card late fee reversal.
That's on that $27,
$29. $29. She confirmed in email that it's been reversed. I have not seen proof, like written proof on a statement yet.
Yeah, and when I go and I ask her at the window, but she won't acknowledge it to me. So I said, well, can you just send it to TC? So.
Okay, I will ask. I will follow up with her and just ask. Because what she sent me was just showing the charge. It didn't show
There's no reversal.
And when we get a credit card bill, it should show that it was reversed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Let me get this last statement we just got.
So it's almost like we get a credit, like a $29 credit.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about this and... I'm not showing it. I'm not showing it. That's the latest statement. I don't see it. Was it $29, $27?
It was $29.
$29.
Yeah, it was $29.
No, you don't.
It's not on there.
It's not on there.
And then on the tax rebate, I've heard nothing more on that. So if I hear something, I'll let y'all know.
Okay, moving on. So any additional cleaning or maintenance quotes?
Did you ever find out whether or not she's going to be licensed, insured, and bonded under her boss's company? Or does she have
I think it was, no, she was, when she had applied, she was underneath her boss's.
Is her boss okay with that? Because her name is the only name on the contract. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I would have and to so ask her if we go that, I can call her and ask her about that and get that information.
Well, that was something that we had all talked about last time.
But well, the other issue is...
In my opinion, her bid was a non-starter for me. Mm. And I think most people feel that way. But when we get to the next one, I want to run across a few things, okay?
A part-time employee would be...
Okay, I
and I think the staff really are feeling the see. Like a little burnt out too. Yeah.
Okay. On that, I went out and talked to Karen and found out that the person who turned the bid in was the same person we talked to. Blah blah blah. What I would like to do, and my suggestion, y'all can. Take it for what it is to have a committee, and I came up here the other day and asked the ladies to make out a little report of what they felt they needed, and they already had it as far as that. I would like to have a little committee from this group, plus at least one person from the staff to write out a position description for a 20-hour employee. Okay. We would take that at the next quorum court and hand that out to the judge and the quorum court members on what we want. Then that would give us March to campaign with the quorum court members on what we want, because we're going to have a hard time with them. That group is not going to, we're the stepchild, they're not going to do what we want. So basically what I'm saying is, two persons from this group plus one staff, or y'all can make how many you want, to do a position description, a detailed position description to give the people, the judge and the quorum court members. And during that month, the next 3 weeks, we can campaign, and the week before to get that on get it on the April agenda for them to vote on. And hopefully it passes, and then from that we can put out a position description and have people come in. And I would like it detailed, meaning the 20 hours, where the 20 hours are going to be: 6 hours Tuesday, 6 hours Thursday, 8 hours Saturday, 2 hours before and 2 hours after to clean up. We can get to that as time goes along.
Yeah, and I think it would just be adjusted, getting it also what days they would come in. It would be the only flexibility on that.
And those days, they would have to have cleaning time, help you all out in whatever you need done. But how can I reword this? Well, you guys give me your opinion on what you think. The committee to do the position description. But the thing about that, to get on the next quorum court, that committee would have to meet and get it done pretty fast, and we would have to have another small meeting to say this is okay to adjust it based upon the other members, and then give it to the quorum court to be on, the March meeting. Uh-huh. That would just hand it to them, and then we would campaign the next 2 or 3 weeks before the April meeting to get the votes to what we... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I have a question. So if we did a set of what you wanted, job description.
Suggestion, yes.
So if we did the job description and wrote down what is being required, that is something that can be turned in this week. Why would it need to be go to the extra step of having a committee? It's doing a separate committee for
it. Well, granted, you all know what you want, and these probably be run by us just to okay it. And not that I'm going to add anything on this. In fact, Lane's smart enough.
Because I'll be glad. I mean, we'd be glad to draw it up and then email it to all of you and get.
As long as that's allowable, like with
I don't
with
know,
the
is
rules.
That allowable? Where we put it and you guys. Look
I mean, like, do we need to have a formal meeting where we review, motion it, and send it? You know what I mean?
Okay.
How about this? You all write it up, and we could have a Thursday meeting for 5 minutes. Email it to us.
A special meeting?
And it'd be a 5 minute meeting, and we could okay it and then present it, hand carry it to the judge and the members of the quorum court, and then politic the next 3 weeks. Just a suggestion, you guys tweak it the way you want it.
So, I just, every time I'm here and I hear potential part-time position come up, the staff are like, yes, we need that. I'm worried they're getting burnt out.
We need to fast-track this if we can.
Is that?
What do you mean by politicking once we get...
Well, once we hand them the position description and what we want, the next month we will have an ordinance to let them allow us to have this part-time employee. Give them the paperwork, okay, and once they have the paperwork, we will have 3 weeks to politic them to try to get their approval. And the week before the next meeting, April or May meeting, then we put it on the agenda, and they will have 3 weeks to look at this and for us to call them and say, hey, we need this and we need it now. Well, then after that, we've got to put the position out. I mean, molasses.
Yeah.
Molasses.
And the girls but the are
best,
fired.
Best way would be for you to all to write the position description out. We tweak it, approve it. And then we can go on the slow track, whatever it is. But that's just my suggestion.
I'm all for expediting it as
well. Well, you can't expedite molasses, okay?
Well, you know.
If we get the director hired on faster, though, than July 1st, that would help to ease up some of it.
I see where you're talking about, but let's parallel them, okay? I mean, the director is not going to affect who we hire. As far as the 20-hour person, I would not think.
Doesn't the director have the ability to fast-track it a little bit faster?
Well, there's no fast-track in this with the quorum
court. Well, I mean faster, you know, instead of a little tiny turtle would go into a tortoise, you know, bigger legs.
Oh, well, I meant, like, ease up the workload on the staff.
There's two ways that it can go, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm just going to put this out there. If we bring in someone that's coming in totally new, yes, we have 4 in the staff, uh-huh, and we have the head librarian. If someone internally goes into that position, now we're still at 4.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to bring in another person anyway to bring that the 3 up to 4. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to that office, there is a lot. That office and the paperwork is what a director needs to be doing than decorating. Yeah. It's a lot in there, and it takes a lot of work. And trying to do this, and then you're trying to, you know, do the regular jobs, and then it's exhausting. So if internally goes to the director, now you're down to 3 and you're going to have to have someone. Mm-hmm. If you had it to where someone comes in outside, then you still have the 4 in the
room. And the cleaning, really the cleaning and lady, number 1, if you can even find one, and number 2, the last bit is a non-starter for me. Yeah. I mean, I'm not even, you know, I wouldn't even second the motion on it. I mean,
but I would be open if I found out whether or not she is doing it, if she personally is insured and all that stuff, instead of trying to use her bosses.
Well, that would be a prerequisite if we hired that person. Mm-hmm. Again, that is a non-starter. If she hasn't got insurance, I mean, it won't even be brought up with that individual.
It's still way more expensive than, and it's fewer hours.
It's not actually as expensive as hiring somebody else on.
But it is. That's what I thought. But then you, for a part-time person, you're not paying benefits.
But you're still, what, 20 times?
20 times. If you're doing
20 hours a week, you're not getting the benefit.
If you're doing 20 times 14.
280 a week?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So we are paying, like,
so you're talking
as much?
Was it twice as much? I don't.
She was wanting $7,000 or something a year for cleaning.
She wanted $150 a week.
Okay.
Well,
but the amount of time we're getting, but what we're getting for that money is
$7,700 right
there.
But
what we didn't even need all this stuff that she listed.
No, and if we got her to do a quote for the things we actually wanted,
but she's not listing her own. She does not list in here her own license or bonding. She doesn't have the number or anything. So
I lean that way, seeing if finding that stuff out.
I mean, this would help, and this would help. I mean, it would, but what you're basically doing is what we have. She would be doing what we are currently not doing, and that is dusting in the floors. Mm-hmm. We just don't have it. Yes, we're doing the bathrooms, and we're doing that.
Well, the judge's office is leaning heavily toward finding a cleaner. I can tell you that right now.
Okay. Do they have any ideas? For us,
they have her, the lady they use, but she's full. She will not, she can't do it. And the only other way is if you go with someone that's not insured or bonded.
Well, we can't do that as a county.
We can't. So,
and how many cleaning ladies around Marion County? You'd have to get a company. You're back to where you were price wise, right?
Can you find out those questions for us?
Mm-hmm. I can find out those
but
questions.
I know that we, like, you called around and asked different businesses.
Yeah, and they all do not.
Yeah, she said
they internally managed. Or they just use Mary Jo.
Yeah.
And there's no insurance on it.
Which I personally am not opposed to and Mary this, Jo,
yeah.
but.
Yeah, I agree.
Can we oppose their prices, okay?
Yeah, I'm not opposed to that either, but when you're dealing with in certain you know, spheres, you have to have someone like that. But to me, yeah, also the idea of getting someone for 20 hours, then they can be dedicated on a Saturday where that's what they do. And then the extra hour, the other hours, they're being a help. So it is.
And you all say you desperately need that extra person? That's the feeling that I
right
get.
Right now, yes. That we are.
I've been kind of surprised because everyone's so cheerful. But then whenever I mention the part-time thing, they're like, yes, we're dying.
Yeah, we are.
I had no idea.
If you go back there and you see there's books that have not been checked in or paperwork that hasn't been checked in. They have, there are certain reports and certain things that we do. One of them being, I haven't checked the, we check the rosters with the county to make sure, and we have to keep a copy of them, to make sure those people, you know, certain people don't come into the library. And so that hasn't been done.
So that's like a public safety issue.
And then you're dealing with, the survey and stuff that comes up, and usually it's me and Stacy, and that's time that Lisa and Lexi will have to be covering the desk while we're doing this. So
I think
why don't we do this? We run both of them parallel, and when we come to the end, we'll figure out what we need.
I can give you the totals. If you want me to run up the totals on what it costs to have 20 hours or have a cleaner of what...
I would like to have that a question answered as far as
if she's insured and bonded personally. Under her name.
Well,
okay.
Say 52 times 150 is 5,200 plus 2,600 is $7,800 a year is her bid. $7,800 a year. What's your calculator on 20 hours times 52 at 1460 an hour?
It'd be 14,000 and some.
So you're talking about double the price, but yet you're getting help for the library.
And then if you're looking at and then in the long run, looking at it, if someone comes internally into the position, then that part time can go into either a full time or the new director that comes out from the outside can decide. You know, do we keep this? We have four here plus the director now, you know, so.
You three decide what you want to do and I'll vote for it, okay?
the other thing, I guess, and I don't want to be the person to say this, but I noticed that y'all started getting stretched more and more the more programs we had. Do you think if we reduced some of the programs, y'all would be able to do more of the cataloging and things like that as far as...
The problem when you get into... It's not so much with the programming, but we rotate that chair.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, today was I was in the hot seat. So, but there was stuff to get ready for here.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's my day to do it. So I sit in the hot seat. And when you have patrons that come in, and the patrons, it has been picking up. You can't, when a patron comes in, you have to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
So things.
How many patrons do y'all get on an average in a day? I mean, I know the door counter is 1,400, but.
Oh, for, so if you're taking off 10%, 20% off of that. You can, if it comes in, say, if it comes in around 50 or 70, but some of those times, those patrons, they need computer help, they need this and that, and so if the, and you get interrupted in that, and you have to help them out, but...
Is that a day? You get 1400 a day?
No, that was for the month.
The month, okay.
Yeah. I was saying 40 to, you know, okay. 70... for a day. It fluctuates. But I don't think, because usually when the main thing that comes a priority, when you have programs, there's at least, you know, two of us in there handling what, you know, what we need to be do as far as checking in books. And I think the big thing is we have, by bringing in more books and bringing in more DVDs, yes, we have to catalog them.
Mm-hmm.
And those are not getting cataloged mm-hmm. as fast because.
And that's why I was.
But
wondering.
So it's not so much the programs as it is much. We have things that have come in that need to be cataloged, but you've got to realize when you have a position, you have an empty chair, you have four people that are having to, that were trying to fill that chair, do the jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And get all, you know, everything. And so you got four people trying to fill the position of five people. And that empty chair is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know so much as far as the programs.
Because, I mean, and this is no insult. Okay. It's no criticism. There was programs went on the other day, and it took two staff members, one here and one over there, to do the programs.
Okay.
So that's like taking y'all's attention from cataloging and things like that. So
they're
if we
usually
reduce
only
some
an
of
hour.
Our programs.
Well, that was, well, first, over there was for the children.
Mm-hmm.
And then over here was for the young adults.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's only an hour. That was only set aside an hour for that. I don't think that we could add any, when we do the homeschooling, and then the book clubs, but a lot of the looming and stuff, that is patrons come in and do it on their own.
Yeah.
We don't, the, when we do the book club, if it gets busy, I know that Lexi or Stacy will come in and step into that.
I think it's the programs bring people in, and then people have questions.
Yeah, and they fill in, and we have. So, do we think we should add more programs at this time? No, I agree with you. We should not. We can't add.
You don't have the manpower.
No,
but
when we
that.
come into this summer, and we start doing the summer reading program, we have a lot of friends of the library and a lot of volunteers that are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is, at that time, during those times, there won't be those other programs.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot be, it would just be too much. But you can't, I mean, we're usually so busy.
But I think programs are as important as anything
yeah.
in this library.
But you'll find where it comes in, and you, I mean, we see it in the back where things don't get done. Not so much as far as in the front.
Yeah.
And it is... And you know, you try to make it up. And I think because we get along so well, I think, you know, we laugh a lot about it. But it would be nice when you have a five-position library and four of you are doing it. That's where, after a while, it just starts wearing on you.
What about, does the county ever do, like, a part-time temporary position where it's time-limited? And
well,
so
we
then,
still got cleaning, though.
Oh, yeah, I know. But, like...
I don't know if they would do a offer.
Would that be an easier
position?
Yeah.
What I don't understand, and maybe somebody can help me. have a heart up there. Okay, I'm very familiar with that. They have 41 volunteers up there.
So,
well, how come you all can't get a volunteer?
We have more volunteers than we've ever had.
Yep.
But
27 hours? That doesn't impress me.
I think I have an answer for that. You give them better books, and you give them a reason to come and volunteer, and you'll have more. Like, with Have a Heart, people believe in that cause.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you give them enough of a cause, they'll volunteer.
So we have a lot of friends in the library, and that'll come, and we've had a lot of young girls that have come in, some of the homeschoolers that have come in, they've been volunteering, but we ran into a problem with, we show them how to stock the shelves.
Dewey and Decimal System isn't really taught anymore.
And that's where, if you look, today, because I was in the hot seat and doing this, videos are my section. So it didn't get done today. There was a choice, and that was it. So if we had a volunteer come in and say, hey, why don't you shelve these? Or why don't you put these up? We have gotten it down. We've just decided everyone stock their own areas, you know, books or tweens, or we each have an area, because it's not being done correctly.
Question. The previous administration, do you feel that it has reduced the number of volunteers?
There wasn't any volunteers.
It did, but yeah. Now we're on the upswing.
We're on the upswing.
Yeah, there was like two. It is going up.
Yeah, we have them.
I think it could be more.
But there's been there could be a lot. We do have an issue where about four ladies, because of health, have stepped back.
Right.
We had some young adults, young girls, if they're going into doing, from the high school, they have to get volunteer hours.
75 hours,
we'll get
that,
yeah. And so we have gotten those, and those come and go with the year.
Right.
But
every year you got an eighth graders coming on with you.
Yeah. But we rely on those mostly to help us on Saturdays. So on Saturdays is when we pull from our volunteers, because we need another body here in the library.
What about talking to the superintendent up here at Yellville? And I know a lot of the juniors or seniors get a lot of extra time off. Talk to them and see if you can get...
That's where we have, and that we have a couple girls, and there was, we had about five of them, and three of them have already gotten their hours, and they're not interested in that. So that's where it usually goes down to. But the issue is when we have one girl that comes in, and we have a set thing that, and it's very kind of her, you know, she only has certain things that she can do.
But you still got cleaning, though.
Yeah. Can't make them clean.
You know, speed up things a little bit, we've talked about this a lot.
Yep.
I'm going to shut up for a while so you guys decide what you put your out you all want to go.
I think it'd be good, just for expediency's sake, if we, like Paul suggested, pursue like both avenues simultaneously, just so we can get information and see what is feasible. So find out whether or not that woman who gave us the bid is bonded and insured. Honestly, I'm fine going at this point either way, just to get them more help. But I would prefer the part-time way, because I think that they don't just need cleaning help. I think they need help with other things, too.
Yes.
I agree with that, too.
But I'll be glad to get that information for you, too, so, and then present you with the total for the month of what it would cost for both.
Well, we have a pretty good idea already.
All right. Did you make a motion earlier? Was that an actual motion?
No, that was just a discussion for you all to ponder over and come up with your motion, because I'm rattled enough. You all make the motion on what you all think, and I'll agree with it.
I motion to table this until next month.
Molasses.
I mean, I will second for the purpose.
I can find out tomorrow.
I second as acting chair?
Yeah, you can.
Because Marcus always tries not to. Okay, well, I'll second just so for discussion purpose.
I think we've discussed it, okay? Yeah.
I think because with Anita calling our cleaning lady, finding out two things, Can she be licensed, bonded, insured, and can she come down on her price and tell her it's competitive, we're looking, and we can get she
question, how come we don't put on the Facebook and the website that we are looking for an employee? Go down here to the courthouse, down to the annex, they have a deal, hey, looking for cleaner, put it in the newspaper under, hey, you know.
No, we never advertised, did we?
We did not advertise it.
Those three items right there would certainly help, I would think.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor to table it.
Can I vote first?
Do a roll call vote on this. Okay. So, okay, motion to table this. Oh, yes, okay.
I think I'd do a roll. Okay.
Okay, yep.
Paul Hudson?
No.
TC?
No.
Dave? No. Daniel?
Yes.
Okay, motion fails.
No more molasses as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, because it'll
nothing personal, Daniel.
Yeah.
It's just, we have been dragging a lot of things around for a long time, and I think it's time we speed up the process a little bit, okay?
If we need to, also, we can do your special meeting that you mentioned.
Well, I can have all that paperwork drawn up for you this week, and you can have it, and you guys can decide on a special meeting.
Or whatever.
You know, like I said, you can... How about this? You do the position description, okay? Email it to us, and then Marcus, we can make our little notes, mental notes, and Marcus can do a special meeting. And I can't see it lasting over 15 minutes.
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
I can have it done in 2 days.
Okay. I'm gonna make a motion that you do what Paul just outlined. So position description, maybe, you know, work with, get the other girls' feedback on it, who you work with. Guys, come up with it together. And then also at the same time, reach out to the woman who submitted the bid to see whether or not she's bonded and insured.
Under her name.
Yes, yes. And then we meet...
Well, we can plan that any time.
Do you want to plan the meeting later?
Yeah,
not now.
So we don't have to do that now. Okay. It's just something with,
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Once we get the position description, we hand carry it down to the judge and the quorum court members, so they will have it, okay? Then they will have it by the next quorum court meeting, and then after that, we will politic for 3 weeks, get it on the agenda for the next quorum court member, and hopefully they pass it. And if what Daniela says with the cleaning lady comes through, we can always file 13 on what we've done the other route. But by going the two route,
at least we'll get to an answer quicker and get to some help for you guys sooner.
Yeah.
Either way is fine. But yes, and so then if we follow that kind of plan, we could petition to have it like an ordinance on the quorum court, like maybe for, do we want to do April or March?
Oh, it'll have to be April.
Why? If we got it,
meeting. If we have a special meeting, we need to get the paperwork out.
Okay.
And then we'll have 3 weeks to politic for the April meeting.
April meeting, okay.
Yeah, because I talked to one quorum court member and said, hey, we need a person 20 hours. And they basically said, we need information. We need detailed information.
Okay.
Because we're going to have a hard time probably getting through that also, based on my thought process.
And the back of my mind, too, is like, you talk to our staff here and they feel overburdened, or you do. The whole bonus thing is still there,
right?
Where, in the meantime, if it takes 3-4 more months,
That same way with getting back to the new director. I don't even know how many people have put in for it. Has anybody even heard?
I was working on trying today, and I didn't get any response.
I don't think the judge even knows.
Who has?
Gina at HR. I called Miss Karen, and she said she doesn't have it. She said Gina has it, and I tried to call Gina, and it rang like a million times. And
yeah,
I never got
they were doing the payroll today, so they were processing it. So.
Okay, so there's a motion on the floor. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, should we do a roll call vote again?
Yeah.
Paul Hudson?
Yes.
T.C. Burnett?
Yes.
Dave, yes. Danielle?
No.
Just.
All right, motion passes 3-1.
Okay.
So we will get a phone call or an email from you, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah, because we'll go, I'll have Lexi pull it out and we'll go over it and fine tune it and get it to.
Okay, then Marcus can call a special.
Yeah. 15. I'll put a copy in you and I'll let you know as soon as we get it in there.
Okay.
Along with that other information, you can. If you were wanting to see, would you want me to also put something in the paper? In the meantime, I can be feeding that line to look for a bonded person. And
I was actually going to make that motion.
I can do that in the same time and we can get quotes, hopefully.
Well, question.
I haven't gotten very many good on a couple things.
If we're running parallel items, I would think, in my opinion, that we would open up the bids for a cleaner and a part-time worker at the same time.
Can we do that?
Using the same venues.
I didn't know we can put out there for a part-time.
Well, we can't put out for part-time until we get the clearance from the Quorum Court.
But we can put out for a cleaner.
But we don't know if we're going to get a cleaner or not.
But if she doesn't try, we won't find one.
But we will try to get a part-time person and a cleaner at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We're running like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
we don't want to do this with a cleaner.
What do you mean by put out, advertise?
Mm-hmm. Advertisement.
Like, so they're asking for the, is it technically legal for us to advertise for either or both of the positions?
It's only, I think
correct?
I can only put out for a cleaner.
Yes. Yeah, we can't for a part-time, because we got to get approval from the Quorum Court and the county judge.
Because it'd be a new position.
Well,
yeah.
I would like it if you did post on Facebook and the newspaper and wherever else you can that we're looking for somebody who's licensed, insured, and bonded.
Yeah.
And so we can find somebody.
So if we find somebody that's reasonable and we don't.
Because you guys could still use help with a part-time person.
Well, that's why we're not helping the staff. The staff is
right.
Desperately okay. Needing part-time.
So do I have approval? Do I have okay to put in out a bid in the newspaper?
I make a motion to let Miss Anita advertise for a cleaner.
I'll second it.
Discussion.
With undead.
Well, a little bit more discussion. One more thing is, I still think we need to parallel these.
Yes.
And at the end.
Yeah.
So, but we're going ahead with one venue.
Yes.
So how do you advertise for the part-time position at
you
the
can't
same time?
Until we get
at the same time as that. Until, unless we have the quorum court.
Well, I'm going to turn around and give you guys a list of what is required for a part-time person. Give it to the board. You guys do your special meeting, and you guys handle that end of it. While you're researching that end of it, I will have put out a bid and put it out there for maybe, set the deadline middle of March, end of March. Put it out there for cleaning. And so I get this feedback in. It does not mean that you make a decision right at that moment. We wait and we take, now we have names, more names of people that are bonded and insured. In the meantime, Paul Ray's over there trying to deal with the Quorum Court. And if that fails, I have three names or so many names in my hand that I can start calling now possibilities for a cleaner. Instead of waiting until that is done.
But we still have not addressed the shortfall of help for the people
you
here.
You just did in your motion.
You just did in your motion.
Your motion passed to do that, to do what you wanted to do.
Yeah, okay. So your motion is to go ahead with
advertising for a cleaning lady.
While you're doing your stuff.
Yeah.
I have no problem with
your motion already passed to advertise that part.
Okay.
I have no problem with it.
Thank you.
We can always turn down everybody that puts in.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
But if it fails on that end, we have this other one.
Okay, you have a secondary, fallback, yeah, okay.
Thank you.
All right, are we good with that item?
Yeah, okay.
All right. Okay, next line item.
We have to finish voting.
We have to vote.
You seconded, we got to vote.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm jumping the gun. Okay, well, let's do another roll call vote.
Okay, Paul Hudson?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, TC, Dave, yes, Danielle?
Yes.
Okay.
Woohoo! That's great. Okay. Okay, the next item. I'm not sure if this is supposed to be on the agenda or not.
I don't really think it had to be. Okay. I thought Marcus was going to get it to me, so I don't really think he had to do it in a meeting. I think he could just leave it in my folder.
Needs to be in your folder. Put in folder.
Okay.
Cool.
New business, huh?
Search for new head librarian.
Well, apparently we've talked about that and we're still...
I think that should be under old business, maybe.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. I guess it
would be. Well, I moved it to new because it's like a recurring...
recurring business.
usually once something is discussed, it goes under old.
The date, end of this month, is the date that it closes, okay? Okay, I'm going to make another suggestion is the minute we have the names of the people, we need to go over and look at who they are and have a meeting and who we're going to interview, and then interview them ASAP and make the decision ASAP.
Thank you, because I don't see why we're going to close the date at March 1st and then wait till July 1st to give the judge a name.
That's no, well, actually, we're talking...
Well, I think that was just like a big
window. I know.
Yeah.
No,
because we got to do all the interviewing.
I'm tired of big windows, okay?
Me too.
If you call Gina tomorrow, you'll get better luck. She was doing payroll today, and you could probably get... Or if you email her...
Mm-hmm. I don't have an email.
We're going to have a lot of meetings coming up.
Well, if you come in and do an email.
We're going to have a lot of meetings coming up. There'll be short meetings, but there'll be meetings.
Yeah.
So
it sounds like when the application submission period ends on March 1st, everybody's responsibility to go and get their copies of...
ASAP.
Yes, and review those so we can meet...
The 3rd of April.
No, the March meeting. The March regular meeting.
No.
March meeting.
No, we're in February. I'm a month behind, okay. No.
You mean
the 3rd of March?
I mean, get them the first couple days of March.
The March meeting.
Yeah.
March meeting.
Now, do you want to wait until the 3rd Tuesday, so that'd be the 17th?
No.
Or we want to do it earlier than that? I think that's what Paul's saying.
Earlier than March?
Earlier than the 17th.
Before then,
So if everything's due on the 1st, like maybe we could meet the 5th, like that Thursday or something.
I can't do it on Thursday. I've got commitments to my family on Thursdays.
Okay. So we could do, what other dates work?
I don't know.
I can do whatever or within reason.
Let me look.
I mean, I wouldn't do the second Tuesday, because that's quorum court.
That's we can do the same night as quorum court. I don't have to go. I don't see all you people are every month.
I think somebody's supposed to go.
There's one person supposed to go. I thought you were going
to
deal with...
One of who?
Well, we could assign you to go.
I thought you were going to hand out the information regarding the...
Well, I can take that down and she can put it in her folders.
I can go to the quorum court meeting. I don't have a problem with that.
But, well...
Listen to other people argue.
It doesn't usually last long.
No, it doesn't last long at all.
No, he's been good about getting it out of there.
The last quorum court was 4 minutes. The Pledge of Allegiance and the prayer lasted longer than the meeting did.
Can we meet on a Saturday?
I can. That's fine.
I don't know. I might can. We'll see.
I can.
Saturday.
Yep. What day? Is that Saturday? Be fine.
I mean, that's another day.
Check with Marcus.
Yeah.
It'll be the first March and the first Saturday in March.
So that would be the 7th?
The 7th.
That'd be fine by me.
But what time are y'all at? What time is this open?
2:30?
10 to 2.
Okay, you have the meeting at 2 o'clock?
Yeah. Oh, no. Can we make it later in the afternoon?
Yeah, I'm fine, man. I mean,
yeah.
I hate to do that to you, but...
No, that's fine.
That's right.
Normally, with my work and stuff, if I can make it...
No,
it's better.
Like 4 o'clock on a Friday, or what's your work schedule?
Can we do 5 at least?
On a Friday or Saturday?
Saturday.
It's not gonna last that long just to figure out who we're gonna interview, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what date is that? Yeah.
Saturday, March 7th at 5 p.m.
3/7 at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Saturday.
Correct.
Okay. Well, that's good. Do we need a motion to decide on that? Okay.
Motion.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passed.
All right.
Okay.
Anything else on that item? All right. Patron responsibilities and conduct policy. We did not meet this month. We need to meet committee.
Who's on the committee?
I don't know.
You and me are on the committee with Anita.
Let's discuss that later.
Okay, so we need to meet.
Okay, I'll call you both and set up a time and a day for both of you this tomorrow. I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay.
Little new business I want to bring up.
Oh, the only other new business I was thinking of while we were talking. So summer programs... When do we need to start planning for those?
Oh, we've already been planning.
Okay, I figured.
Summer reading program is June and July. We have already, Lisa, that is her big thing. I believe we've gotten Marty the Magician.
Going to ask about Marty.
Everybody's already booked up and we got him in June, but it starts, we're going to have a full month of that.
Okay. So there's nothing you need from us?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
She's already starting, and she met with Friends of the Library and the people that are helping her on that. She met with them to discuss, the volunteers that are going to be helping her and how they're going to handle everything. And one of the things that she'll start doing is assigning each one of us to make phone calls to start collecting donations.
Oh, right, from different, like,
mm-hmm.
businesses.
Yeah, we call different places, and that's something we all just kind of get together on.
Cool.
New business? I've got some.
Okay.
The building maintenance, okay. I'm going to volunteer myself and Marcus to be on the committee, and if anybody else wants to be on it, find Danny to... write a description, a bid specification for what we want done to this building right here. I've got in touch with a guy named Mickey Griffin. Mickey is my age, a little older, retired, 50 plus years of building in Marion County, and I want him to meet with the committee, whoever it is, and we will write up a bid specification, so that when people come in here, they will be bidding apples versus apples.
Okay,
sounds good. And that's external repairs, right?
And that's one internal repair in the attic also.
And then there's a couple things that are not attached to the building that need maintenance.
Well, okay. I would say, you're talking about the flagpole or building?
Well, the flagpole would be an addition, something that would be nice to have, but you have a library entry sign that was knocked down, and then our library sign that it's on the stand-up wood, it's all crackling.
I think that we should make those independent of
this
bit. We can deal with them as needed.
Yeah.
So my suggestion is Marcus and I, and if we can handle it, but if any of you three want to be on this committee, we'll leave it open for you all. I mean, it's we're not trying to keep anybody out of it. Marcus doesn't know this yet either, so.
I was going to say, that's great, volunteering him while he's not here.
I said,
that's what he gets for not being here.
So is that okay? Y'all give me the authority to go ahead and, well, we need a motion on that or anything?
Does it? Yeah, I motion that Paul and Marcus form a committee, a building maintenance committee, to come up with bid specifications for the updates that are needed.
Second. Sorry.
And we are talking about things that maybe 5 years down the road, we want to get this finished, that the fourth generation board here down the road will have to deal with it. The next three and us will not have to deal with it. That's gonna be a big bid. Yeah. I'm figuring $25,000 or $30,000.
Yeah, and I don't think that there's a lot of upkeep that hasn't been done in a while.
Right.
We have the money to
Mm-hmm.
We'll spend more money down the road if you.
I didn't hear any of you three volunteering to help Marcus in that.
Well, I don't really think it's my area of expertise. Well,
I know.
I have people I can volunteer from the community.
I didn't figure out getting any volunteers, but I didn't want to exclude anybody. Okay.
I don't think he wants.
With Mickey and one Marcus knows and one little I know, I think that we can come up and. The bid specification will have to be approved by you all. We'll explain everything, hopefully in detail, of what's going to be done.
I move the previous question.
Hmm?
I move the previous question, so that way we can go ahead and vote.
Oh.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Motion passes.
And that made me think, Dave, did you take the notes for our committee meeting that we had? And write those up?
No. I mean, I took notes.
I know you took notes.
But, yeah.
Nothing but no,
I never.
Can you
I never.
Bring those to the next board meeting for our, I guess, that needs to be, based on what Judge Stump said, it sounds like it needs to be approved just like our minutes and turned in.
Oh.
But since we weren't there, how would we...
That's what I was saying. Review, it was just a committee meeting with three people.
Unless
the committee need to
review
the minutes?
I don't know how that's done.
Audience? Anyone?
If we have a committee meeting, it's just three of us sitting down to discuss, let's say, internet policy. Does it have to be?
Well, the committee would come back to the board and say.
But would it have to be reviewed in like our regular meeting minutes?
Not that I don't think so. You can call and ask Jennifer, if you came to train us.
I actually already called her and asked her. She said she had no idea because Dave and I were the only two on the committee. She said, normally you don't put just two people
that's
on the committee.
Well,
she said, I don't know what you do. She said, so you
that's
call.
What I was going to say is, but what you, I would say you do is you bring it back. The committee met.
Mm-hmm.
This mm-hmm. is what the committee suggests to the board.
Mm-hmm.
And you vote on that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're bringing back a suggestion already.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you have to do the actual, blah, blah.
And record it.
But the committee suggestions would be in the board minutes.
Yeah,
it's recorded with the regular next meeting minutes. Okay.
Okay.
If the committee met on 5 February to discuss policy on such and such, this is the recommendation we are coming from the board because... Nothing's going to get passed unless it's recorded
to
the board.
Jennifer told me do it the way our quorum court does it. And our quorum court, they always take notes for their committee meeting. And then that gets put into the quorum court package.
Their
and
committees
so when
do so much work.
I know.
Though.
So when I talked to Judge Stump said just take notes just to be on the safe side. So I guess, I don't know whether or not we need to approve it. But he said take notes. So I assume we need to send it in with our minutes.
Because you're going to approve at your board level.
Mm-hmm.
Your committee
doesn't
have to
do anything.
The committee just brings their ideas to the board, and the board tweaks them and votes on them or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same way with the building.
So, but that does make me think. So, Jennifer said a committee of two was unheard of. Mm-hmm. Do we need more people on the Marcus?
I don't think so.
Of the board. There were two of the boards, and then as individual person from the library is what it was.
You were there.
You were there. You weren't actually appointed to the committee.
That's what I'm saying. So
You weren't.
Do you would have to have.
Okay. Because you are appointed to our committee.
Yes.
Okay.
But on that one, it was only them two, but I had that. I had information they needed.
I'm okay having a two-person committee. Sorry.
I have no problem with two-person committee.
There are only five people. We're so
okay. I just wanted to make sure that was all right.
Okay.
Cool. All right.
So we recorded it, and he took notes. Do you think you can text
me? So we'll wait on your call on your...
Next time. Yeah, I will call you tomorrow, and I will get with the girls to do that position drop. I will also get with the newspaper and get that. And I will also draw up the line item transfers and get that for you to sign up.
Thank you.
And that'll be Monday.
A motion to adjourn.
And we have our meeting this Saturday at 5 o'clock.
The 7th?
The 7th.
Yes. Yes. March 7th at 5, and I will let Marcus know.
Okay.
Okay, and then there is a motion on the floor.
To adjourn.
Mm-hmm. Do I have a second?
I'm having fun.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned at 6:43 p.m.